Julie here, welcoming you to another episode of Real English Conversations from BetterAtEnglish.com. In today's conversation, my British friend Michael and I discuss our reactions to a presentation about what leads to success given by Michael St. John. Everyone wants to be successful, right? But have you ever wondered what it is that leads to success? Richard St. John spent several years interviewing hundreds of successful people, asking them about the factors that led to their success. In a 3-minute presentation at the TED conference, he presented his findings, some of which you may find surprising. I highly suggest that you watch the video either before or after listening to this episode. I've embedded the video on our website, www.betteratenglish.com. You can also find it on the TED website, www.ted.com. By the way, the technical difficulties that I mentioned last week have supposedly been resolved now. Please do let me know if you have any further problems downloading our audio files. Okay, here we go. I have a lot of business English students when I teach in the classroom, and a lot of times we end up talking about things like success and what leads to success. And it's interesting that many of them mention the element of luck.
Right. Okay.
That luck is important to success. But as you know, since you've seen that fantastic video on the TED Talks website by Richard St. John, you know, he doesn't mention luck at all.
Right. I mean, I'm a firm believer that people can make their own luck. I mean, what people regard as being luck, you can actually create to a
right,
degree.
Right. I think a lot of what people consider luck is really it's down to how you respond to the opportunities that come your way.
Yes, very good point.
Seizing the opportunities. But what was there any point in the video that you thought was particularly interesting?
Yes, actually there was something very close to my heart. Is a lot of people think in the same way that you say that these folks are saying they think that luck is important, that people think that innate talent is something that you have to be successful. And in the video that we saw, the point about getting good at something, and it's not about having some innate talent, it's all about practice.
Definitely.
You know, and creating your own, you know, if you want to be good at something, then you practice. You make yourself skillful at doing something. It's not that, you know, people are all you know, born that way.
Right.
It's just, it's hard work, and that's what you do.
Yeah, you know? There, I mean, talent, of course, if you have a predisposition that favors a certain talent or
yeah.
Of course, that's going to help. But at the end of the day, you really do need to just put your nose to the grindstone and do the work and get really, really good at what you do.
Sure.
I thought one of the interesting things in the video was the idea of passion being so important.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And that people who really love what they do, you, of course, you're going to tend then to want to work harder and put the time and effort into it. And the funny thing is that if you love what you do and are really passionate about it and work really hard, the money kind of comes automatically.
Well, yeah, I think with that point as well is that if you really love what you're doing, then hard work doesn't actually seem like hard work.
No, that's another point he takes up, that it could actually, you know, that the people he interviewed, all of these 500 successful people, that they do work very hard, but that they have fun while they're working.
Right, right.
Yeah. And another thing that I thought was important was the idea that you have to push yourself through all kinds of setbacks and hard times.
Yeah. I mean, that's something all the time. Is that like the motivational sort of thing? You've got to always keep going, and regardless of all the things that get in your way, it's not going to be a smooth ride, is it? So
yeah, you have to be prepared for setbacks and all kinds of problems that get in your way. And if you just give up, you know, when things get tough, you know, you will never succeed.
I'm sure in a lot of cases, people who have been successful, it's not the first idea that they had, or it's not the first person that they brought it to that was the one that took them on and financed them or helped them. You know, I mean, how many venture capitalists said no before, you know, the finally one said yes?
Yeah, I'm sure that there's a lot in that, that a lot of successful businesses have pushed through setbacks and hard times and just not given up.
Yeah, it's not like you succeed in the, I mean, sure, maybe some people succeed first time, but I don't think that's very common.
Exactly. Yeah, and then another thing that I thought was really interesting was the idea of having to focus.
Yeah. I mean, if you're gonna do something, I mean, I think they're all kind of connected in some way. These things. I mean, the idea about getting good at something. You know, it's not just enough to be good at doing something. You've got to apply yourself and really concentrate.
Yeah, and there's the idea of being a jack of all trades, master of none. trying to be too good at too many things. It's never going to work. It's better to pick the thing that you really are passionate about and that you really, really want to devote yourself to.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah,
and just push. So I thought that was really interesting.
Mm. Nice and positive as well.
Yeah, I really love it. Don't you think it's a great presentation?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was very concise and to the point. And also the positive message, because the idea about luck and innate talent is a bit disheartening to people because, you know, there's nothing much you can do about those things.
Well, the background is he goes around to high schools and gives this talk, and normally I guess it takes him about 2 hours, but at TED he condensed it down to 3 minutes, which I was actually quite impressed.
Yeah, me too.
By that. But I think his slides are really great too. You know, you don't see, I mean, there are some bullet points, but it's not heavy. There's not too many words on the slides, and he's got nice images, and it's just a really tight, interesting and funny presentation as well.
Yeah, well, it'll be good for our listeners can take a look at the
at the I hope video. So. Yeah. And I hope that the video, if they do watch it, that it will inspire them as much as it inspired me.
Okay.
Yeah. That's all for today. If you found today's topic interesting, we'd love to hear your comments. You can leave a comment at our website, www.betteratenglish.com, or email us at info@betteratenglish.com. And remember, your continued donations make our shows possible. Bye for now.